Well, today we have the cleansing of the temple by the Lord. Now, the Lord did this on two occasions. Once, very early in his ministry, just as he came to Jerusalem on the first Passover of his three-year ministry, and then again shortly before his death. This occasion in today's Gospel, Mark chapter 11, was again shortly before the Lord's death. Now, on the way to Jerusalem, the Lord came across a fig tree. Very interesting miracle. There's only two miracles that the Lord ever worked that in which he destroyed anything. One was, as you know, the swine, where the Lord cast the demons and they all ran down the bluff and were killed. The second is when he cursed the fig tree. All the other miracles of the Lord were miracles of healing and recovering. But twice the Lord destroyed things. Once the figs and now the pigs. So those are the two. That's how you remember it. The figs and the pigs. So today the Lord sees this fig tree in full blossom. But the Lord knows everything. He knows it's not the season for figs. But it says he was hungry. And this shows the humanity of Christ. Truly God and yet truly man. He experienced hunger. So he sees the fig tree, and what he decides to do is he curses the fig tree. And according to the fathers of the church, this has deeper significance. They say, Jesus knew that it was not the right time for figs, therefore he was not looking for figs to eat. His actions must have a deeper meaning. The fathers of the church, quoting St. Bede the Venerable, comment on this passage. And they use it as an allegory. Jesus had come among his own people, the Jews, hungry to find the fruit of holiness and good works. But all he found were external practices, leaves without fruit. Similarly, when he enters the temple, he upbraids those present for turning the temple of God, which is a house of prayer, and prayer is the fruit of piety, into a place of commerce, mere leaves. So St. Bede concludes, so if you do not want to be condemned by Christ, you should guard against being a barren tree by offering to Jesus, who made himself poor, the fruit of holiness which he expects of you. So he says, God wants both fruit and foliage. When, because the right intention is missing, there is only leaves, only appearances. We must suspect that there is nothing but purely human action with no supernatural depth, behavior which results from ambition, pride, and desire to attract attention. So in other words, when we come before the Lord, we can't just be trees with lots of foliage and leaves. We have to have the virtue and holiness internal. That's what's going to count, whether we're producing the fruit of holiness with the Lord's grace. So the Lord curses the fig tree to send a message. Obviously he knows it was not the time for figs, but he did it to send us a message that we have to produce more than leaves within our life. We have to produce holiness from within. And lastly, the Lord goes into Jerusalem. He goes into the temple area, and he sees that the money changers had set up within the court of the Gentiles, which meant that they'd actually come into the temple area itself. You know, they had crept in, so therefore turning a house of prayer into a marketplace. They had come into the areas where the court of the Gentiles, so any Gentiles that would have come to sincerely worship God, there was no silence, there was no opportunity for them to truly pray. So the Lord comes in again the second time, and he says he turns over the money changers' tables. He throws them out, he scatters the coins. Well, what was the problem with the money changers? Well, first they were A couple of problems were they were charging exorbitant amounts for the exchange of money, because the temple would only take a certain kind of coinage. People would come from all over the world with different kinds of coins, from Rome and from Babylon and from Africa, and they were not allowed to use these coins in the temple for buying of their sacrifices, their animal sacrifices. And so these people had to exchange their money in the temple, and of course the people that had been there for a long time, the money changers, would charge a very high exchange rate. So they were making money on all these visitors. Secondly, oftentimes people would bring their own animals to sacrifice. But often the high priest would not accept their animals because they would say, oh, it had a defect here or a defect there. Therefore, the people that traveled with the lambs and the doves, and they were not allowed to use their own sacrifice because it didn't come up to the so-called standards of the high priest running the temple. Thereby, they had to buy doves and animals for temple sacrifice. So it was a second way in which they were being cheated, that they had to buy something, you know, that they were selling for much higher rates in the temple. So the Lord saw this greed. He saw this hypocrisy. He wanted the temple to be restored to truly a house of prayer. So he drove out the money changers and those selling doves. And he said, "My house shall be called a house of prayer for all people."